Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome aboard this Stardew Valley playthrough. My name is Shane Popplestone. Welcome to the second file. Continuing with our introduction to Stardew Valley, what you need to play, and how to get things installed and going correctly. A couple of quick housekeeping tasks. You may have noticed a different microphone. I have switched microphones due to an issue I noticed with the other microphone, so we are using a different mic, and this will be the microphone we use going forward. So I apologize if there is any additional background noise that you may hear. I apologize for that. I don't use noise reduction on these because I find it takes away from the audio quality, so there won't be any noise reduction put on these files. It is just as is. I've done as much silence reduction as I can to clean up large, disgusting pauses, but that is the extent of the reduction I have done to this to these files, and will do to these files going forward. Depending on how these are released, you may have found this file as a separate post, or in the same post as the initial introduction. Either way, thank you for grabbing the file, and let's carry on. One thing I do want to mention that I neglected to mention in the previous file is a mod that is a required mod, and it totally slipped my mind, and I apologize. That mod being the Wasteless Watering mod. That mod is a mod that will prevent you from watering things that don't need to be watered, like untilled ground, your mailbox, your shipping bin, your house. Basically, it prevents you from watering crap that doesn't need to be watered. It will be linked basically from the same spot you grabbed these files from. So go check out the posts and grab the Wasteless Watering mod. Make sure you've got that. See file number one for complete details on what you need to get started and other mods, and also links to those mods as well. With all that out of the way, you'll need to install Stardew Valley. Like I said, this is not professional, so I'm not going to bother editing that out. Why? Because that's not fun. You can make fun of me right along with me for all the mistakes I make, because that's the fun part, making fun of the guy recording this thing. Anyway, installing Stardew Valley, you'll need to do it if you're using Steam. Install Stardew Valley using Steam. When I did it, once I got the confirmation page, I clicked through to the install remotely because I have Steam loading by default, and it just installed for me right away. If you got it from GOG, run the setup file, get it installed, go from there. If you're a Steam user and wish to use the achievements and you want to be able to run Stardew Valley from the installed icon, you will need to set up some launch options before you get started. There is a text that you'll need to enter, which will be linked, not linked, which I will put in the post, that basically points at the Stardew Valley API.exe file with a command at the end. So in order to set those launch options, you need to right-click in the Steam window, from the Games tab, right-click Stardew Valley, click Properties. You'll find the General Options section. There's a Launch Options edit. Copy and paste the text that I will have put in the post where this file lives, and paste it into that dialog. Make sure the quote marks are actual quote marks and not left and right quote. It may end up getting butchered by the HTML parser. If it does, just change the quotes to regular quote marks. Once you've pasted the text in, close it out, and you can launch Stardew Valley from the from the desktop shortcut. If you don't want to have Steam achievements, you just want to play, you can run Stardew Valley API.exe from the Stardew Valley folder wherever GOG installed it, or it's in Program Files, Steam Apps, Common, Stardew Valley. The file Stardew Valley API.exe is in there. You can create a shortcut to it on your desktop and go about it that way. Either way, you'll need to run Stardew Valley API.exe once you've got things installed. But before you can run that, you'll need to install Smappy. You've already downloaded Smappy from the link I provided on the post, probably the initial post where the first file is. I'm pre-recording this, so I don't know where these are going to be. But either way, find the Smappy link, download the latest version, unzip it. There's going to be a batch file called installwindows.bat. Press enter on it. You'll be guided through some initial prompts to get things installed. I know the if you're using the Steam installation, it will have auto-detected where Stardew Valley is located. I'm not sure if it auto-detects where GOG is. If it does, great. If not, you'll get prompted for the directory. Either select the option that has the directory or input the directory where Stardew Valley is installed, the top-level directory. Press enter, and you'll get a prompt. What do you want to do? Install or run install? Tell it install, and it will simply update everything and go from there. Once a Smappy is installed, your next step is your mods. So, I am basing this on Steam. I do not know where GOG installs Stardew Valley, okay? I'm going to freely admit that. So I am basing this on a Steam installation, a default Steam installation. So what you want to do is, once you've got all the mods that you need, you know, I've linked and talked about those in the previous file. Once you've got all the zips downloaded, extract them all. Once you're done, each mod should be its own folder, so Stardew Access, Accessible Tiles, Wasteless Watering, etc., etc., etc. Once those are extracted, take those folders and go to C, Program Files x86, Steam, Steam Apps, Common, then Stardew Valley. Inside there, you'll find a mods folder. If you don't see a mods folder, that means possibly the Smappy installation didn't work right. But you should find a mods folder. Go into the mods folder and paste the files you copied the folders you copied previously into the mods folder. Once that's done, you're good to go, and you can fire up Stardew Valley, either, you know, in whatever way you see fit, whether you set your launch options or you're just running the Stardew Valley API.exe file from the folder. Whatever way, once your mods are in, you can run Stardew Valley and begin playing. Updating mods, when you launch Stardew Valley API.exe, it will run through a whole bunch of things and tell you whether or not one of the last things it says to you before you get the thing about typing help. I'll show you that in the next file. If there are updates, it will say, Smappy, there are X number of mods that need to be updated, and list the mods, the version you have installed, the URL, and the version available. Simply download those updates, extract as before, take those folders, paste them in the mods directory, replacing files as prompted, and your mods will be up to date. Please remember to close Stardew Valley before you go ahead and update mods. That covers installation, at least the talk through. I don't walk through the installation. I didn't walk through the install with my screen reader because I've already got everything installed and configured, and I know that sometimes getting stuff to behave the way I want it to can be a bit difficult, and I didn't feel comfortable trying to show you that as a screen reader user because everybody has different levels of screen reader ability use. So I'm going to leave that up to you to figure out how to install, whether you do it yourself or get eyes, what have you. But the point is, before you start the third file, or, you know, if you're going to play along with me, I don't recommend it, but hey, if you want to, go to it. Make sure you've got everything installed, mods in place, and get ready to play Stardew Valley. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this recording. It's been a pleasure to be here. We'll see you on the next one.